when the person gets an aliyah, so he's supposed to be shown the place where he's going to read, and he's making the bracha. He's making the bracha on that part of the kriya that he's supposed to read. So that raises a few questions. Should he should he be looking in the Sefer Torah while he's making the bracha? What is there any argument to say that he should not be looking in the Sefer Torah the time of the bracha? Raises the question: what about they showed him the wrong place? What about that situation where the person who's leading showed the oila the place in the Sefer Torah? It turned out that he showed him the wrong column. Similar words sometimes, by the Rishon Shalemor usually sounds pretty similar, right? So he might have said that he might have shown him the wrong thing. So what's the halacha? Let's just touch on the first point. When making the bracha, there's three different sheets in regards to how to make the bracha. The Rishonim bring a concern that people, if you're looking in the Sefer Torah while you're saying the bracha, maybe the Zamaratzim in the shul will think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. So maybe you should not look in the Sefer Torah, maybe you should close the Sefer Torah because of that. On the other hand, you're supposed to make the bracha on the place that you're laying. The Sefer Torah should be open. So one suggestion is leave the Sefer Torah open, and the person should look away while he's making the bracha. So this way there'd be no concern of people thinking that he's reading the bracha from inside because he's looking away. Other parties can grapple with that it's inappropriate to look away from the Sefer Torah, like you're looking away from the Sefer Torah. That's not a nice thing either. So they suggest that a person should make, when he gets an aliyah, they should leave the Sefer Torah open and make the bracha on. Therefore, the place that he's leaning from is open when he makes the bracha. He should shut his eyes if he's not looking inside when he makes the bracha. That's the standard minhag a person should do. That's all regards to the bracha rishona, the bracha you make before the kriya satara. The bracha you make afterwards, you should close the sefer Torah before you make the bracha. You finish reading, you close the sefer Torah, and you make the bracha with the sefer Torah closed. But the bracha rishona, the sefer Torah should remain open. But the person should shut his eyes. He should be looking towards the Sefer Torah, but his eyes should be shut. Obviously, if a person needs to read the brachas from the he has a sitter open to him on the side, he's looking at the sitter, you would take care of that issue. People see he's reading it from the sitter, and the Sefer Torah is open, so the bracha is going on as well. In the case where the Balkari showed the oila the wrong place, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Have a good morning.